Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the roots on fire. I thought yesterday was a big day. I thought yesterday was important, crucial news that had a chance to just blow your socks off and change the world we're living in. But today, even better. I once said that if Trump lost, I had no idea how we'd do the show 3 hours a day. Well, let me tell you something. The news under Biden is even more consequential than under Trump. Unfortunately, everything under Trump was good news and exciting news and great for America. And I was thrilled to come in each day to tell you, and the news under Biden, disastrous news and a disaster for America. But on the other hand, I plead correct, as usual, always right. My predictions are on the money. I was the first guy in America to say, long before the election, let alone Biden winning, but even before he got in the race, that he can't be president of the United States. He's got dementia. He's not there anymore. They can't possibly run him for president. But it was a fixed race, just like it was in 16, when the Democrats rigged it for Hillary and gave the debate questions to Bernie Sanders to make sure Hillary won the Democrat primary. And in 2020, Biden had lost badly in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada, and it was over. And they rigged it so that Bernie Sanders couldn't win again. By the way, he wins the award for the dumbest son of a you-know-what. Can I say that word on the air? Dumbest son of a bitch that ever lived, Bernie Sanders. His own party stole his presidential nomination twice. Not once, but twice. And he's still a loyal Democrat. The man's out of his mind. He had a chance to be president of the United States. I would say a slim chance, because I think he would have lost both times by a landslide, and that's what they thought. That's why they rigged it and stole it from him twice. But his own party stole his done deal nomination twice. Anyway, I was the first guy to say Joe Biden can't be president of the United States. I'm the first guy, once he does become president of the United States, to say it's a rigged election. And the first guy to say this guy is going to go down in the ash heap of history as the worst president ever. He's a guy that makes Jimmy Carter smile, because Jimmy Carter is finally out of the basement as the worst president in history. And I'm the first guy who said his approval ratings are so low there's nobody left but his own family and friends and poll advisors. That's it. He's down to 33% in the latest Quinnipiac poll. It's an all-time low. 33% like him and 53% disapprove. The last seven Quinnipiac polls, 49%, 46%, 42% for Biden, 38%, 37%, 36%, 33%. And a majority of Americans, 58-37, a 21-point landslide, think the nation's democracy is in danger of collapse. Republicans by 62-36%, independents 57-39%, Democrats 56-37% think the nation's democracy is in danger of collapse. Every group believes that. Just over half Americans, 53%, expect political divisions in the country to worsen over their lifetime. Only 15% expect them to get better. 70% say the economy is not so good or poor. So Joe Biden is in Nowheresville. There's nobody left. And I'd like to point out that when he was at 36% or 37%, at that point he was at 29% with white Americans. So he's probably dipped to like 25% with white people. And as I said at the time, these are all polls that oversample Democrats. Too many Democrats. And also, these are not likely voters. These are registered voters. So these are all fake polls in favor of Democrats. So if he's at 33, he's probably in the low 20s with white voters, which means he's really in the high teens with white voters. And then you realize that white single women are vicious Democrats, and you take them out of the equation. If you just go after white men, Biden must be at like 5%. You can't even find a white man that agrees that Joe Biden has my approval. He's a good president. So I think that's pretty consequential. And then, you know, it was me 6 months ago who wrote the column, "Get Ready for President Hillary Clinton." And I said, as unpopular as Biden is, at the time, I said the most unpopular president in history, and his ratings weren't even this low. As unpopular as he is, Kamala's even lower. They can't let Biden be the nominee again, and they can't let Kamala replace him because she's even more hated than Biden. You know, she's Joe Biden, same unlikability, same horrible policies, except she slept her way to the top. So most Americans, if you ask them in a poll, would say that Kamala Harris slept her way to the top. And women don't like that any more than men do. Women think you're a slut just like men think you're a slut. So she's just completely unlikable. So I said they're going to have to run Hillary Clinton. And sure enough, today, it's all over the news media. Democrat insiders push Hillary Clinton as the 2024 frontrunner. And these were just articles all over the internet. And then at the same time, there was a columnist in the Wall Street Journal who wrote, "Democrats have no choice. Hillary Clinton's going to be the nominee in 2024. And that's what I said in my column. Can you imagine if the election is Trump against Clinton? The two biggest names in the history of American politics, Trump against Clinton. Because they can't win with Biden. They've got to get rid of him. You know? They've just got to get rid of him. And then what else was consequential today? There are other polls I'll read you that are consequential. But first I want to get to the fact that this is double down insanity. News came out today that Europeans' version of the FDA, their version of the Food and Drug Administration, warned against vaccine boosters and expresses concerns over immune response. The European Union's drug regulator, their version of the FDA, expressed doubts about whether a second booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccines would be a sustainable, long-term approach. See, even in Europe, they're starting to be honest. This whole thing is a scam. It doesn't work. These vaccines are a joke. Everybody I know who's vaccinated has COVID right now. Can you imagine if I, as a private sector businessman, sold a product that promised if you take it, you won't get COVID, and then everybody gets COVID, and then I would change my story and say, oh, well, you won't get hospitalized, you won't die. But everybody's got the very illness that you said this vaccine prevented and protected against. Never seen a scam like this. Now they're admitting you can't go on like this. Boosters don't work, and you can't keep shooting people up. Marco Cavalleri, the European Medicine Agency's head of vaccine strategy, told a media briefing there is an emergency discussion around the possibility of giving a second booster dose with the same vaccine currently in use. Data has not yet been generated to support this approach. We have not yet seen data with respect to a fourth dose. We'd like to see this data before we make any recommendation. But at the same time, here's the important words. We are concerned about a strategy that involves repeated vaccinations within a short term. He said an additional booster could be considered as part of a contingency plan, meaning emergency. But repeated vaccinations within short intervals will not represent a sustainable long-term strategy. When asked to expand on his statements, Cavalleri said that for a hypothetical approach of giving boosters frequently, such as every 4 months, we will end up potentially having problems with immune response, and immune response may end up not being as good as we would like. So we should be careful in not overloading the immune system with repeated immunization. Folks, that's exactly what the CDC wants to do in the United States, and they refuse to be as honest as the European Union. Believe me, European Union is not going to, has never been accused of being honest. No FDA has ever been honest. They're all in bed with the drug companies, the vaccine companies. They're never going to be honest with you. That's as honest as you'll ever get. It's not like Wayne Root would stand up and say, A, the vaccine's a dramatic failure, the worst failure in history. B, you said you wouldn't get sick, and everyone's getting sick with the vaccine. including the booster, and see the vaccine itself is killing and injuring hundreds of thousands of people. Millions all over the globe. They're not going to say that. They'll never say that. But to come out and say they're worried about the strategy of giving boosters and they're worried about what it does to the immune system and it's not a good long-term strategy, it can't work, that's pretty strong. That's like when they made jokes about, you know, a Jewish deli owner. When you ask him about the greatest sandwich he's ever eaten in his life, he says, nice sandwich. You're not going to get a better response to that out of a Jewish deli owner. Even if it's the greatest sandwich ever, he'll go, nice sandwich. And so same thing with an FDA regulator. They're not going to go, the vaccines are killing people. The vaccines are injuring people. The vaccines are disabling people. The vaccines are making you into cripples. The vaccines are destroying your immune system. This is close to the truth as you're ever going to get. And you're not going to hear it in any of the evening news that the EU has turned against the vaccine boosters as a strategy. More interesting news, not a poll, but rather ratings. CNN this year has lost nearly 90% of its demographics and overall advertiser coveted demographics and overall total audience. Scandal plagued CNN plummets by as much as 90% from last year in overall audience and an advertised coveted 25 to 54 demographic. Down 90%. The network averaged 548,000 viewers during the week of January 3rd. A year ago, they were averaging 2.7 million a week. 548,000. Folks, 548,000. I created a reality show called Sin City Justice. We had 1 million viewers per episode. CNN only has 500,000 people watching. You got to be kidding me. Don't ever let anyone convince you conservatism is winning. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hey there, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right, it is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Alaroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Folks, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. No one in America warned you that the vaccine doesn't work more than Wayne Root. No one warned you and literally celebrated for the highest mountaintops the fact that we've already got the answer to COVID. It's ivermectin. And sure enough, I was right about all of it. Who's the most vaccinated people in the world? All the employees of the State Department. There's so many cases at the State Department, they're calling it Chernobyl. One State Department employee anonymously said the situation is internally being called Chernobyl, a nod to the worst nuclear disaster in history, because the nation's top national security agency, everybody's got COVID. The whole place has COVID. They're calling it Chernobyl. Can you imagine? They've all vaccinated, and they've all got COVID. I told you so. I don't know what story to get to first. 28-year-old Tampa Bay Rays bullpen catcher Gene Ramirez dies unexpectedly. 28 years old, dead. You've never heard stories like this in your life. Until now, we kept saying, well, it's mostly soccer players in Europe. No, there's been a couple of college athletes that have dropped dead of heart attacks. There was a Cleveland Indians minor league catcher dropped dead of a heart attack. And now a 28-year-old bullpen catcher for the Tampa Bay Rays in the major leagues dies unexpectedly, and the rumor is heart attack. And if it isn't a heart attack, I guarantee you it's a stroke. That's the side effect of the vaccine. Every player is vaccinated. Here's another headline. UK government says vaccinated are dying at a rate 286% higher than the unvaccinated. The latest data from the British government shows a disturbing trend among the fully vaccinated, who are very clearly dying at a significantly higher rate than the unvaccinated. According to the figures, there are 286% more deaths now occurring among people who got the jab compared to people who left their immune systems alone. Upwards of 1 million people have suffered serious injuries or died in Europe. And this is a conservative estimate based on official government data, which is known to be underreported. Among vaccinated people who are doing the best, as far as health outcomes go, are those who took just one injection and stopped. The worst off folks are those who take two or more. It would seem as though the more injections a person gets, the more they are at risk of dying. It is the people who have been vaccinated two or three times that are dying of COVID, says Ben Armstrong, host of the Ben Armstrong Show. Here's another one. Cover-up in the UK media. UK media refuses to report 4 out of 5 coronavirus deaths over the past month occurred in the vaccinated. 4 out of every 5 deaths from coronavirus were vaccinated. Here's how the data break down. Non-vaccinated population, 445,000. Partly vaccinated, 94,000. Triple-double vaccinated, 738,000. This is in England. Based on the UK government's own data, that means 65% of COVID cases between November 22nd and December 19th were vaccinated, compared to just 35% of unvaccinated. Meanwhile, the total number of hospitalizations, according to vaccine status during the report, was as follows. Not vaccinated, 3,000 people. Partly vaccinated, 361. Triple and double vaccinated, 4,027 in the hospital. And of them, 54% represented vaccinated persons during the reporting period versus 46% who were not. But yet again, the difference between the vaccinated and unvaccinated gets much worse when it comes to deaths related to COVID. When it comes to COVID, non-vaccinated, during this period in England, 889 people died non-vaccinated, partly vaccinated, 117, triple and double vaccinated, 2,796 deaths. So according to official UK government data, the vaccinated population accounted for 77% of the COVID deaths. Unvaccinated, fewer than 1 in 4, 23%. The numbers are stunning. Stunning. Got lots more to tell you when we get back. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Hero 2020. Husband and wife driving home from dinner will stop at a light. They were surrounded by an angry mob. They forced open the driver's side door, attempted to grab the husband from the car. He reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forced the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets fired, no lives lost. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in my cars and in multiple rooms in my home and office. To order your Hero 2020, visit the website hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root for a very special discount. Hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control will soon update Americans on the best type of masks to wear, as many experts say cloth and surgical masks don't provide nearly as much protection as N95 face coverings. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky explains where her agency stands right now.
Any mask is better than no mask, and we do encourage all Americans to wear a well-fitting mask to protect themselves and prevent the spread of COVID-19.
The CDC also saying there could be more than 62,000 deaths from the coronavirus over the next month. Johns Hopkins University saying the virus has killed more than 840,000 so far. Lawmakers paying tribute to late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid as he lies in state at the Capitol on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the route. Welcome back. The sponsor of this segment. And I know how all of you feel about Energized Health, because I get more fan mail about Energized Health and for Energized Health and for John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health than any product I've ever had in the history of this show or any show I've been associated with. So many people have changed their lives by getting on this program, Energized Health, which is really the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And that's why, you know, when I go back and I look at on my phone, I must have, I don't know, 5,000 photos. And I've got photos of me 11 years ago in 2011, and a photo of me in particular with Steve Forbes at Freedom Fest. And I look like a completely different person. Now it's 11 years later, and I look 20 years younger than 11 years ago. I was 50 on the day that photo was taken. I'm 60 now, and I look 20 years younger than 10 years ago because of Energized Health. They're the ones that did it for me. They accomplished that amazing story. During the first 88 days I was on their program, I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat, and I've never been fat a day in my life. Actually, Andrew Paul, my executive producer, is skinny as a bean pole. Andrew's really skinny. He looks like a marathon runner. He lost 38 pounds of inner body fat. Neither one of us have any idea where my 25 pounds of fat was or where his 38 pounds of fat were, but I also gained 10 pounds of muscle. I've never looked so good. Everywhere I go, people tell me, you look amazing. Thank you, Energized Health, and thanks to the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get the WAR 40% off discount. 40% off for being a friend and fan of WAR. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. It's your New Year's resolution to look the best of your life. My guest is here, Bruce Bialoski. I've known him a long time. I go back to my days. I lived 15 years almost in Malibu, California. I was an L.A. conservative Republican Jew, and he's the former national treasurer of the Republican Jewish Coalition. National Republican Jewish Coalition, easy for me to say. A columnist for FlashReport.org. And a well-known conservative activist in California, of which there are not too many anymore. Bruce, welcome to the Wayne on the Root Show. How are you?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I can't tell you, Wayne, how marvelous you look. You look fabulous.
Thank you. So here's the deal. I was reading. Bruce puts out a column.
Radio does that for you, Wayne.
Yes, radio does that for you. Thank you. So I was reading your column, because every week you send out a column. I think it's usually on Sundays, if I remember correctly, or Saturday nights.
That's
and
correct.
I get the column. Yeah, I get the column. I usually read it. And I happen to like this one so much, I said, let me contact Bruce and get him on the show to talk about it, because it's totally true. Even though I say we're undergoing a communist takeover of the United States of America, communist attack, even though I went to college at Columbia University and all these same people worked for Obama, now they work for Biden administration, and they all bragged that they were communists, the whole central threat of communism is control of people's lives. So they're really fascists. And you wrote this beautiful, intelligent column making the point that the left are fascists, and what we're undergoing right now is fascism. That's what the Biden administration represents. So the floor is yours, Bruce. Explain why it is not really communism. It's actually fascism that we're facing right now.
Thank you very much. Well, as we all know, communism really is a failed philosophy, because communism makes the production of goods and services run through the government. And I'll give you a life experience I had. I was in Moscow about 3 or 4 years ago when Putin was reinaugurating himself as president. And we were on the main road of Moscow, kind of like Wilshire Boulevard in L.A., Las Vegas
okay.
Boulevard
Strip,
in
Las
in
Vegas
Nevada.
Strip, yeah. Yep.
And I'm in the lobby, and all of a sudden we hear this rumbling. And the rumbling around, and so much that we had to go outside. And what was happening was they were preparing for the parade. And down the street comes half tracks, Mitchell missile launchers, tanks, and troop carriers, and a whole parade. And I walked up there, and while I'm watching this, I say, amazing, they can build all these things that can't build a washing machine. They can't make a car. And what happens is in communist countries, that failed. Even in communist China, they never made anything decent.
And Bruce, don't forget, they also can't manage to put anything on the shelves at the grocery store. They can't even, even the farmers in a communist country are unsuccessful. They can't even grow vegetables and fruit, and their cows don't give you milk. Everything fails in a communist country. Right.
Another thing, I was in Budapest, and a wonderful city, and I went to a very fine restaurant trying to figure out how, I asked the gentleman, how do you know how to run a fine restaurant like this? He says, I worked in San Francisco and New York.
There you go.
Then he gives us the list, and I'm looking through the wine list, and they have Hungarian wine. And I said, wow, I didn't know you made wine in Hungary. He said, yeah, under the communists, it was garbage. We're now beginning to make something that's drinkable, and that's pretty good. So we bought a bottle. But they can't produce anything. So they have actually realized that their structure, communism, which a lot of people, right of center Republicans, refer to them as socialist communists, they're not really that. That's a certain form of government. Now, what is the other form of government they're really operating? Well, the problem with that form of government is nobody likes to use those words. Why? Because those words were poisoned by a gentleman named Adolf Hitler and his cohorts, the Nazis. So anytime you call anybody a fascist, this correlates in people's minds to Hitler. No, it's not. It's a form of government. And where the form of government intercedes or crosses over to the communists is they're both totalitarians.
Right. They
want
control
over your life
right.
and my life.
Right.
But the difference is the means of production are capitalistic. And if you take a look at China, for example, China, under Mao, in the 60s, he had the Cultural Revolution washing out capitalism. Then Deng came in about 79 or 80, and he changed it into a fascist country. They're still totalitarians, but now all those things that we buy, they're mass producing, and that's capitalism.
Right.
And so.
But their lives are still under the government's control.
They're still totalitarians.
Right.
But one is the means of production are controlled by government, and government can't do a thing, can't make a thing. It doesn't work.
Right.
But they leave it in the hands of the individuals, capitalists like myself or yourself or people who run companies, but then they decide to tell us how to do our job.
And they have to micromanage
everything.
Like vaccine mandates and mask mandates and lockdowns and who's essential and who's not, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So I run this column on Sunday, which got a huge response because it got the people thinking, boy, that's really crap. All right? And then on cue Monday, our president, Joe Biden, comes out and says, all the health care companies are going to have to provide for free, as if there's anything for free, to all individuals. They're going to have to ship to everybody 8 COVID tests a month. So if you got 4 people in the house, they have to ship 32 COVID tests to your home each month. And the health insurance, he dictates. He tells the health insurance companies they got to provide that for free. Well, the health insurance companies are paying for these tests. Somebody's got to pay for these tests. And so that is a totalitarian, fascistic thing to do.
Right.
And it's happening all the time.
And by the way, notice with the supply chain, he blamed the meat producers as if they have something to do with it. You know, when he's the one that had the vaccine mandates, so all their employees either quit or got fired, just like all the nurses quit and got fired, just like cops have quit and got fired, just like firemen and border guards and prison guards. So now there's massive shortages of employees and prices go up, and he blames the companies of the free market system when in reality it was the government's dictate that caused the shortage of employees, that's causing the massive supply chain problems and inflation problems.
Excellent point, Wayne. It really is. And I didn't include this in my comment, but it's an excellent point. How do you blame the meat packing companies if it's in communism? You can't, because you have the means of control,
right,
and you don't get anything packed. But
right,
these capitalist companies, which are very efficient in delivering food to us, they, you know, when they're actually making a profit, or their profit didn't go up, the price is going up because the cost went up. And
right,
they're selling that, then you can blame them because they're not under your control directly.
And don't forget, And don't forget, Biden ruined the entire energy industry, which was doing great and delivering cheap electricity under Trump. Now gas is through the roof. All the energy is in a shortage. And he's going to say it's the energy company's problem. They're greedy. So you're right. It's government giving dictates, which destroys the businessmen and women of America. That's fascism even more than it's communism. Bruce, we got to run. On the run, Bruce Bielowski, columnist for FlashReport.org. Have a great day. Happy New Year, my friend.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. 2 baths, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets. and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Projects. I love talking about Liberty Projects. I rarely talk about charities, but this is one that got my attention because I love animals. In particular, dogs, by the way. But I love all animals. I love dogs, I love cats, I love horses. And I love veterans, military veterans, not veterinarians, veterans. And their wonderful website is vetsandhorses.com. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. And the Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. And the program is so successful at turning away veterans who need help, and that's not a good thing. We can't let that happen. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their own personal pockets, and I just learned they've got to raise $250,000. Knowing my fantastic listeners, I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veterans be turned away. No military vets turned away. 100% of all donations are used for the program to help vets and horses. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com today. That's vetsandhorses.com. And I made my contribution online. You should go make yours. vetsandhorses.com. All right, so I said it's a day of all kinds of bombshells. Okay, first of all, there was the inflation bombshell today. Inflation rises 7% over the past year, the highest since 1982, which was just about 40 years ago. The Consumer Price Index, a metric that measures costs across dozens of items, increased 7% on a monthly basis. It rose 0.5%. The annual move, fastest since 1982. And that it comes amidst a shortage of goods and workers and on the heels of unprecedented cash flowing through the U.S. economy from the Federal Reserve and from Congress. All they do is spend and spend and spend, and you wonder why we have wild, out-of-control inflation. And despite the strong gains, stocks rose after the news. You know why? I can tell you why stocks rose. Because all the bad news under Obama for 8 years... Every time there was bad news, I thought the stock market's going to crash. And I learned that the stock market loves bad news when you have a Democrat president. Because it means the Fed and the Congress will just spend to try and save the economy. They'll spend everything they got. And when they spend, all the money winds up with public companies traded on Wall Street. So they get all the money. They get rich. They get rich. But keep in mind, this CPI measurement of inflation excludes food and energy prices. Can you imagine how high it would be? It doesn't include that. More bombshells today. Project Veritas documents, and I mentioned this for a minute yesterday because it happened late in the show. Project Veritas found government documents that revealed D.C. bureaucrats had the evidence that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine were effective in treating COVID, but hid it from the public. There have now been 67 ivermectin control studies that show a 67% improvement in COVID patients. There have been 298 hydroxychloroquine studies that show an improvement in COVID-19 patients. And they knew this. For HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, 298 trials, 4,772 scientists, 413,756 patients, and they found a 64% improvement in early treatment, 75% improvement in early treatment mortality results, meaning death, 46% improvement in 8 early treatment RCT results, whatever that means. I'm not a doctor, so I know what RCT means. 19% improvement in late treatment trials. 21% improvement in 46 randomized controlled trials. And again, I've had guests on this show, scientists and amazing doctors, brilliant doctors, who said that ivermectin is the new gold standard, even better than hydroxychloroquine. But what did government do? Government badmouthed both of them and slandered them and made sure nobody believed in them or respected them. People laughed at ivermectin as a horse paste, you know, for deworming of horses and cows. I always laugh on this show. Me! I've become a horse. I took ivermectin. I got rid of COVID in 2 days, but I just love hay now. I love rolling in the hay. All I could tell you is that it works fantastically, miraculously. I believe the real story is in the history of America, there's only been 3 drugs that won a Nobel Prize. One of them was ivermectin. It's one of the greatest drugs in history, and they managed to badmouth it and slander it and ruin it for everybody. And that meant there was no alternative, got everybody scared, that they all ran to the hospital and begged for the vaccines and begged to be in the ER, the ICU, to save their lives from a flu with a 99.9% survival rate. This is the greatest scam in world history. COVID's not a scam. It's a real flu, okay? And people are going to die from flus all the time. If you're old, if you're sick, if you're weak, if you're fat, if you're obese, if you have diabetes, you could die. Pretty much everybody else will be absolutely fine. And by the way, if the vaccine works, why does everybody have COVID? But all you ever needed was ivermectin. They knew it all along. They scammed you. They scammed you. We get back. I'm going to tell you the story of the Ronald McDonald House evicting unvaccinated families of little children with cancer. Time to boycott Ronald McDonald House and McDonald's. Screw them.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
By Senior Choice Plans.